is in essence meant to be a tapasya. It is meant to be an austerity for the purpose of spiritual purification. It is not meant to be a vacation. It is not meant to enjoy. Tapasya means to be enjoyed by God, to be enjoyed by Guru, by Krishna, and by the Vaishnavas. And to be enjoyed means to be the servant. This is the topmost tapasya in the human form of life, to accept the position of being the servant of the servant. We find many yogis, they go to holy places. Sometimes they go very, very difficult places to survive, to take so many ice-cold baths, to fast, to deny their bodies of the basic necessities, to take vows of chanting extraordinary quantities of God's names every day. But oftentimes, unfortunately, their motive is that they want to become God. They want to enjoy the position of God. Or sometimes their motive is they want to enjoy a very high elevated spiritual position through obtaining mystic powers, through obtaining liberation, or even by attaining love of God. But a devotee who is in the line of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, as is being taught by our previous acharyas, we do not aspire for any of these things. We are aspiring only for service, for the service to be rendered, which means we want to please the Vaishnavas, we want to please Guru, and we want to please Krishna. And factually, through this process, we win the heart of Krishna. He does not require our cultivation of knowledge or our austerities. What charms the heart of God is the humble spirit of devotional service. So this yatra is meant for this purpose, for this type of austerity. And Krishna explains in Gita, you should be seated, Vishabdev Prabhu. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, you should either do things before or not at all, because otherwise, I'm actually speaking to all of you, you should be here on time or not at all. Because what does tapasya mean? It means discipline for the pleasure of Krishna. Here in India, there is a nonsense idea of spontaneous enthusiasm that whatever I feel like doing, that's what God wants. Whenever I feel like doing it, that's what God wants. That I am simply a part of God's lila. This is what the bogus people teach. But the real acharyas, they teach us that when you attain such a state of unalloyed love, which means a state where you do not have a tinge of material desire in your heart, then you should be like that. Until then, you can never reach that point unless you're willing to accept discipline. And this is what separates those who are serious about spiritual life from those people who just want to enjoy something in the name of spirituality. Discipline. Surrender. If you don't like it, then you don't like spiritual life. You want something else. But this is what spiritual life is all about. Discipline and surrender. And through the purification that takes place in this process, then we come to that platform that we would like to be. Simply spontaneous love. Because everything you desire, everything you want, is simply for Krishna. There's no lust. There's no anger. There's no envy. There's no greed. There's no pride. There's no illusion. When all these things are completely eradicated to the slightest degree in your heart, then you're in Krishna's lila. Spontaneously. Then whatever you like to do, whenever you like to do it, do it. Because it will be for Krishna. But I'll tell you something. When your heart is free from pride, you'll always consider yourself the lowest. You'll never think yourself like that. So whether you're the highest of the highest or the lowest of the lowest, you always want to live a life of discipline and surrender to Krishna. This is love. And it is to fortify our conviction on this path alone that we come together. We're very thankful that Hridayananda and Radha Priya, they are making so many wonderful arrangements. But factually, if they do not cook anything for us, if all the toilets start overflowing, it should not make any difference to us. We haven't come here to eat and pass stool. We've come here to enthuse and enliven one another, to take shelter of the spiritual master, his order, take shelter of the association of Vaishnavas, take shelter of the philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam, and mostly take shelter of the Yuga Dharma, the congregational chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And until we accept this principle, real joy will never be known in our heart. If we really want to enjoy, we have to give up the idea of enjoying. As soon as you completely immerse yourself in being the servant, then by the grace of God, without your own effort, you will experience the ultimate enjoyment. But as long as you are trying to enjoy, you have to suffer. Huh? So here is such a wonderful opportunity. So many sincere devotees. So many devotees who are aspiring to dedicate their entire lives and souls to the mission of their Guru Maharaj and to the glorification of the holy name. And such a congregation is so rare. Durlabha manava janma lobhya samsare. This human form of birth is very rare. Govinda Das says, Durlabha manava janama satsange taraha e bhavo sindare. And the association of a sincere devotee is the rarest thing to obtain in this human birth. What to speak of association of over 200 sincere devotees, all coming to one place for one purpose alone, to purify the whole universe with the tumultuous vibration of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. But when we speak of tumultuous, it doesn't simply mean in volume. It means the tumultuous vibration which shakes the entire universe. That comes, that emanates from the sincere heart of a devotee taking shelter of the holy name. It is a fact. When we are chanting, because now you're here, so you have to accept the fact that you'll be doing a lot of chanting. In fact, that's all you'll be doing, is chanting. You'll be hearing a little and chanting a lot. While chanting the holy name, whether we are chanting in the silence of our own mind and heart during the japa, whether we are chanting in the prayerful songs of the bhajans of Narottam Das Thakur or Bhaktivinod Thakur, or whether we are chanting in the grand and glorious style of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during the kirtan of the Maha Mantra, our consciousness must be, in either case, sincerely taking shelter of Krishna, who is in the sound of his name. To put aside our pride, to put aside our prestige, to put aside our separate interests and desires, our longings, our hankerings in life, and simply immerse our entire being, our body, our mind, our words, our very soul, in the all-pervading, beautiful sound vibration of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates would perform kirtan, although it was full of enthusiasm, it was full of feeling. Full of sincerity. In fact, Srila Prabhupada once wrote to one of our devotees at New Vrindavan, he said, "We are not concerned with what style you are chanting. The most important thing is the leaders of the kirtan and those following are chanting sincerely. That is what is important. It is the sincerity, not the form, that attracts Krishna." So here in Pune, sometimes spontaneously all varieties of forms are revealed from some spiritual platform. But whatever, the real important essence of our being here is to take shelter of the holy name. But you cannot take shelter of the holy name unless you spontaneously take shelter of the Vaishnavas. Unless we take shelter of the association of devotees, Krishna will not allow us to take shelter of his name. What does it mean to take shelter of the devotees? First, it means to be grateful. When you're grateful, you don't expect anything. A person who expects something is ungrateful. A person who expects attention, a person who expects recognition, a person who expects material facilities, thinking I deserve better than what I'm getting, such a person is ungrateful, and Krishna will not allow such a person to take shelter of his holy name. We must learn to be grateful. That somehow or other, causelessly, I do not deserve. We deserve to be in hell with the Yamadutas. And instead, we're in Pune with the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, it's no longer Pune. Because Nityodita Maharaj is here, this place has become none different than New Vrindavan. Because Vrindavan Maharaj is here, this place has become none different than Vaikuntha. Because Tattva is here, this place has become none different than Goloka Vrindavan. So here we are in Goloka Vrindavan with all the Vaishnavas, chanting, dancing, and feasting. When actually, according to our regular course of karma, we should be in Patala Loka with the Yamadutas. Why should we be fussy of what we are receiving? We should be grateful. If you are humble, you are grateful. If you are not grateful, you are proud. And a proud heart cannot give entrance to Krishna's mercy. Krishna's mercy is there, but we do not allow it. We close the door. So, this should be our consciousness. To be grateful to each and every devotee. For what? For coming. Just to come to this holy place. To share their devotion with us. We should be so grateful to them. We should want to be their servant. Every morning, getting into the bathroom, people should be lining up to be in the back of the line. Huh? The fight should not be who to get in. The fight should be to push somebody else in first. Huh? And whoever's in, whoever gets pushed in, should go very fast. Why? So that everyone else could push each other in faster. So I can get out and start pushing others in. In this way. This is a common thing. It's very common. What to speak of during the class? Everything anyone does is contagious. If you're falling asleep, you know what you're doing? You're preaching. You're preaching to everyone else, go to sleep. It's a fact. What kind of gratefulness is this to your guru? He allows you to come here. You see the various representatives of your guru are speaking his words, and you're preaching to everyone, go to sleep. And if you are attentive, if you're sitting with your backs properly, Yogi Raj, where is he? He will show you. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati would always sit with his back straight. Srila Prabhupada would always say, sit properly. Why? Because it helps you stay awake. Whatever we do, we are preaching. If we are awake and alert and attentive, the vibration emanating from our attention will influence everyone. So this is service. By being very awake during the class, you are preaching to all others to take shelter of the divine philosophy of Bhagavat. And during the kirtan, on the way here, His Holiness Nityodita Maharaj was saying that generally when I come to India, I see that Indians are like wallflowers doing kirtan. Huh? What is a wallflower? That's a wallflower right there. This is a kirtan of wallflowers, all standing together, doing nothing. So, if you are lazy, if you are in Maya, and you just stand there, what are you doing? You're preaching to everyone, don't chant, don't dance, be in Maya. Whatever you do, you're a preacher. However we feel, of course, if we are sick, we should be enthusiastic whatever possible way we can. If we're old, we should be enthusiastic whatever possible way we can, according to our capacity. That is preaching. During the kirtan, we should follow in the footsteps of Lord Gauranga and the previous acharyas. We don't dance to show off. We don't dance to show people that I'm a good dancer. We utilize the blessed movements of the body that God has gifted us to glorify His holy name. That is what dancing in kirtan means. It is a very, very sacred, spiritual offering to God. And those who see it differently have missed the whole point. It's not like a disco dancing where just see how I am very good. Let me attract the minds of the Matajis. or let me attract the minds of my God brothers. No, this is Maya. Let me attract the mind of Krishna. That should be our consciousness. By offering the movements of our body in the glorification of His holy name. With enthusiasm. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that if you are not enthusiastic, you cannot preach. You are dead. Life means enthusiasm in spirituality. As you approach Krishna, He rewards you accordingly. So how to serve the devotees? By being enthusiastic in the kirtan. And at the same time, we can be joyful but sincere, not whimsical. During the kirtan, we are not whimsical. We can be joyful but very sincerely joyful. We're crying out Krishna's name. We're taking shelter of His name. We're taking shelter of the assembly of devotees who are helping us so mercifully to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And when we take prasad, how thankful and grateful our hearts should be. We should not be thinking, what are they coming with next? We should be thinking that Krishna is so kind, He has given me this. Huh? And we should honor prasad. We should not eat, we should honor. The holy name is non-different than Krishna. The words of the Guru are non-different than Krishna. The association of Vaishnavas is non-different than Krishna. The Mahaprasad, the sacred remnants, are non-different than Krishna. In every aspect of these spiritual principles, we should be taking shelter with a sincere heart of Krishna's mercy. And of course, this is the opportunity that is so perfectly arranged by the kindness of the Lord and His devotees that we can all completely separate ourselves from this world of dualities and come for the exclusive purpose of taking shelter of Krishna and taking shelter of His devotees. And it is true that whoever really, really takes advantage of this opportunity, as is being described, will gain spiritual benefits that will enable that person to transcend every obstacle that Maya can possibly ever put before us. Why? Because if we learn here to take shelter of the Vaishnavas, to take shelter of Guru Maharaj, and to take shelter of the holy name, then that shelter that we find here will remain within our hearts everywhere and anywhere we ever go. What you put into it, you will get out of it. So let us all really, really immerse ourselves in this grateful attitude of being the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord, His name, and His devotees. And let us have, in this spirit of being enjoyed, in this spirit of being servant, we will find the ultimate joy in pleasing Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, I would like to especially welcome our special guests who have come from New Vrindavan to bestow their benedictions upon us. They have come as messengers to deliver the dust from the lotus feet. Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra and all of the New Vrindavan Vaishnavas. So please take advantage of his very rare and special association. In fact, at this very moment, they're anxiously awaiting his return to New Vrindavan. So how he's here for even these few days is a very rare fortune. Nityodita Swami Maharaj ki.
Yeah.
Also coming from New Vrindavan is Rabbi, who is a very sincere, aspiring Vaishnav devotee, very kind-hearted soul, always eager to help and assist the other devotees and everyone. And Mother Tilakini, Mother Tilakini, you should stand up for a second. Haribo. She is the link between the East and the West. Who was that, Kipling or someone, that said East meets East is East and West is West, never the twain shall meet? Actually, for many years in India, we came to the conclusion that he was right. We couldn't find any means of communicating with New Vrindavan. East is East, West is West, never the twain shall meet. But Mother Tilakini has canceled out that proposal. She has connected the two through her very, very loyal and gracious service. All of the newsletters that all of you are receiving, everything you're getting from New Vrindavan is coming by her kindness to all of you. So she's truly a well-wisher. Also here is Mother Raymuna, who is Chagarananda's illustrious wife, who is very, very humble, gracious devotee, always very fixed in trying to serve Krishna and his devotees. She's one of the head pujaris at the temple in New York, Radha Murli Dar, and she's very genuine, wonderful. And Mother Sachinandan. Sachinandan Prabhu, where is he? He's not here. Sachinandan and Sachimata. They have always accepted very, very special responsibilities to offer. Sachimata, where is? Stand. You have to stand on behalf of your husband, too. They've run the guest house at New Vrindavan. They've coordinated life membership. They've been practically running a major part of the whole Sankirtan force at New Vrindavan, various wonderful service. And also, she's a very good cook. And there is also Mother Jennifer and Mother Julie, who are very enthusiastic to come to India to see this holy place and to become very much surcharged with Krishna's mercy coming through all the devotees. Anyone else? Veda Vyas Priya Maharaj will be coming this evening. He is very great soul. He's been in charge of the life membership at New Vrindavan for so many years and performed great, great tapasya and sacrifices to help New Vrindavan in so many ways. So let us welcome these devotees, and let us welcome them not simply by saying Haribol, But by creating the atmosphere of the spiritual world amongst each other, this will be the greatest charity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said the greatest gift, the greatest welfare is to inspire one another to take shelter of the holy name. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.